Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted tonight to be on air with you. We have a double portion. God said he's going to give us a double portion starting tomorrow because God is so good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. And when God does something spectacular in your life, I want you to inbox me. Amen. And it's going to start with waking us up in the morning and starting us on our way. Amen. God is full of surprises and he is going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you who are listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I have over 100 people on the particular ministry tonight, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, on tonight, God's will, we're going to go through our protocol, our regular protocol, where we magnify the Lord before the show even starts, and we set the fire in the atmosphere before the show even begin. But we're going to have a double portion. We're going to go through our needs and wants, then after which we will go right into our top 10 Billboard countdown. And if you look on my Facebook page, you will see our top 10 gospel artists. And we're going to have a great time in the Lord. I'm assuming that we'll finish maybe in almost 2 hours, a little bit short of 2 hours. But God is excellent and he's worthy to be praised. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get into the ministry. And, of course, I need you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 136, of course, Numbers, 1 through 9. Amen. Praise God. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and the doers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us that we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength so we can make it through the day, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to magnify and glorify who you are. We thank you for just being there for us, Heavenly Father, and keeping us and giving us strength, Heavenly Father, giving us courage and giving us the tenacity to keep on doing the will of God. Lord Jesus, as we embark upon the days and the weeks and the months and the years in which you are going to show your favor, grace, and mercy, Lord, we want to say thank you in advance to all of the things that you're going to do, the things you have done, and the things that you will do, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask that you continue to bless those who are in nursing home, convalescent home, those who are in the hospitals, Lord, those who need healing, those who need to be delivered, and those who need to be set free. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the transitioning of different shifts and changes within the atmosphere. We thank you for the doors that open. We thank you for the new opportunities, Lord. We thank you for the new platforms. And we ask that you continue to send us places that will exalt and magnify who you are, Heavenly Father. We ask as this ministry goes forth on today, Lord, would you show your face and show your presence and help the revelation of God to come through, not only through the music, Lord, but through the explanation of what each song means, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each gospel artist who is represented on this particular ministry today. We thank you for each person who's represented. We ask that you continue to bless their family, Lord, and would you bless each and everything that they do to succeed. We ask that you bless our hands to be about your business, our eyes to continue to look up towards the heavens, and our ears to continue to listen to your word, and our feet to continue to walk into our destiny. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the connections, the new connections, and all of the other connections that you are sending. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation and the anointing of God. We thank you for the appointment and the consecration of your word. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Lord Jesus, continue to go higher and higher in you, Heavenly Father, and help us to be obedient and do your will, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, if there's anything in our hearts and our minds that is not of you and not like you, we ask at this particular time, would it be thou removed so that we may experience your glory and so that our cups may be filled. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity. We thank you for the platform. And we ask with everything that is done today and everything that is done be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey! Amen. And I told you that energy level just goes up when I can do anything for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. Now then, we are getting ready to get into our needs and wants. And so what I want you to do is go ahead and get out a sheet of paper. You should already have a sheet of paper out because this is our needs and wants time. And I want you to get into your position, whatever your position is when you're writing and when you're talking to God, whatever that is. My position currently is on my knees, and I'm going to write unto God. I'm humbling myself. The light will remain on because Jesus is the light of the world, amen? And so we're not going to close our eyes when we're writing, amen? We're going to keep our eyes open and let our light shine, amen? So I'm turning in my journal, and while you're getting your paper and pencil, I want to read what my journal says. It says, He fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle. That comes from Psalm 103 and 5. Amen. He fills my life with good things, talking about Jesus Christ, so that I stay strong and young like an eagle. Amen. That came from Psalm 103 and 5. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. What I want you to do, on the 8th, we wrote in our journals, and we wrote a letter to God. Amen. We wrote a letter to God. And now we're going to go back to our needs and wants. Remember, this is an opportune time where God is listening. He is listening. I'm going to be very honest with you. God shows us favor and grace and mercy, not because of who we are, not because of the revelation that goes forth, but because he is God. Amen. And God has authorized this ministry. God is all over this ministry. He has blessed this ministry to go places that I never imagined. Invites, several invites today to speak on national platforms to legislators and individuals like that I've never imagined, but it happened. So this ministry goes forth because of God, and I just happen to be the overseer of this particular ministry, and God is doing some great things. This is God's ministry. And so many souls have been helped. Many souls have been saved because of God. Many people have been delivered and set free because of God. Amen. And I want to thank each and every one of you for continuing to listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. And I ask that you continue to stay with us because God is getting ready to do some powerful things, and I want to hear your testimonies. Amen. Because many of you text me or you email me or you write me, and I appreciate that. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the ministry. What I need you to do is get out a sheet of paper or your journals, and I need you to draw a line, of course, straight down on your paper. On the left side, I need you to put your needs, and on the right side, I want you to put your wants. Amen. And, of course, we're going to follow protocol, and we're going to continue to do it the way we've always done it, which we're going to not be selfish, okay, because we have the ears of God. It's like we're in a private setting with God. God is listening to us, and God is answering our prayers as we speak, way before we speak, because he knows what we want and what we need. But what I want you to do is I want you to focus on your family. Focus on what your family need and want. Focus on, and I'm talking about individually, and then focus on your friends, and then focus on yourself. We have plenty of time. We're going to have at least about 10 minutes to write down our needs and wants, and then we're going to have a time in which we thank God for giving us our needs and wants. I'm telling you, this particular activity works. God always come through. Always. God always come through. Okay? So we're going to play some music, Falling in Love with Jesus, and I want you to really focus on the needs and wants of your family, your friends, and yourself. Remember that we have the ears of God. but that does not mean that we are just selfish and say, me. We have to think about others as well. Amen? Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Be sure to tell your family and friends that the AfritaLoveShow.com is on.
I'd rather. became flesh and saved my soul. That's why falling in love with Jesus. Give God praise in this house. Lift up the name of Jesus. Give him praise.
Amen. That was Falling in Love with Jesus by Mr. Jonathan Butler. Now, as the music continues to play, I want you to just reflect over your list. Just look over your list and begin to thank God for blessing you with each and everything that you need and want. Just begin to look over that list and believe and receive in the power of God. We're going to do this for about 2 to 3 minutes. Then we're going to transition into our top 10 gospel billboards. Thank you so much for listening to the Our Freedom Love Show. So at this time, you're looking over your list and you're thanking God for each and everything that he has done and will do and is doing in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, that was We Need You, Lord by Mr. Jonathan Butler. Now then, we are getting ready to thank God for everything that he has done in our lives, the things that he's doing. We're beginning to thank God, and we should be thanking God each and every day because God doesn't have to do anything for us. But because of who he is, God is able to do all things but fail. And so right now, we're getting ready to experience the power of God through gospel music, amen? The power of God through gospel music, amen, praise God. So let's get our minds focused now. God is going to give us our needs and wants, and now we're going to focus our mind and attention on the particular ministry. Now, this particular episode says that we have 27. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to have to make something happen pretty quick here. Okay, here we go. I just set the timer. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so we're okay now. So we're getting ready to go into our top 10 Billboard Gospel Artist Countdown. Amen. Praise the Lord. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because we're getting ready to worship and praise God. Amen. Matter of fact, I believe that this is the first time in the 2016 year that we've had our top 10 or 15 Billboard countdown. So today is our top 10 Billboard countdown. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go into threes. We're going to go by threes. We're going to kick it off with Tamela Mann, One Way. She says there's only one way to get to heaven. She says you may have all the riches that you want, But if you don't know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we're not going to make it in. Then we're going to hear from Pastor William, Pastor William McDowell. We're going to hear from Pastor William McDowell, and he's going to tell us that there's a breakout of the Spirit. Amen. And this is from the album This is from the album Sounds of Revival. Amen. I'm getting happy. All right. Now we're moving on. We're going to hear from Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Blessed to be a blessing. I was working with some technology things there. So we're going to hear from Tabula Man one way. Then Pastor William McDowell, Sounds of Revival. He's going to tell us about the Spirit breakout. Then Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Blessed to be a blessing. I am. Amen. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Tamala Man, one way.
Screaming loud and clear. There's only one way. Only one way. Only one way.
Say, be blessed. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in on tonight.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just want to be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy is me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hand. It won't change a thing until you understand.
Conversation with the Lord. Behold, the faith has made. life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you, tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see it through. You can depend on me to pray for you.
Oh, somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
You might be crying.
You might be
worrying. And frustrated too.
Let me encourage
you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
Pray. I'm gonna keep on praying. Keep on praying for you. Gonna pray. I'm gonna keep on praying. Pray. I'm gonna keep on praying for you. You can depend on God. With you. You can depend on me. Pray for you.
Now let me prophesy for a minute.
I see you in the future, and you look better. I see you walking in favor and prosperity too. Let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through. And you can depend on me to pray for you.
Just take a moment out to pray for me.
because I'm going to be praying for you. One God. Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
What's God changing?
Martin. And so we started our second round with producer Kirk Franklin, Wanna Be Happy. Do you really want to be happy? Then if you want to be happy, then move out of the way and let Jesus take the wheel. That was producer Kirk Franklin. Then we heard from our own gospel artist who I'm working with, Minister LaShawn McLemore. She says, I am healed. She says, I have this issue, Lord. How many of you have issues? Amen. And I need you to come see me. And once the Lord comes to see you, all it takes is one touch and you are healed. Be sure to pick up her CD as well. Then we heard from Bishop Paul S. Martin. He says, be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Wherever this life leads you, let me encourage you. Let me speak life to you. You can depend on God to see you through, and you can depend on me to pray for you. How many of you can say that you can depend on me to pray for you? Amen. Amen. You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. We're getting ready to go higher in the Lord. We're going to hear from our very own sister, Erica Campbell, followed by Bishop Rance Allen, a little louder. Then we're going to hear from Pastor John P. Key. We're going to the next level. And then we're going to conclude by listening to Prophetess Juanita Bynum. She's telling us that God is great. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com.
Help me along the way. Oh. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ built his church and promised that the same...
Thank you. everybody to put your hands together and celebrate the kingdom like never before. We'll move.
Tomorrow, the high God of God, in two hearts.
Amen. To help us along the way. That was Sister Erica Campbell. Looking forward to seeing her God's will at the Stellas. Then we heard from Bishop Rance Allen. A little loud. He says, clap your hands a little bit louder. Stomp your feet. Amen. And then he says, because we are standing on the promises of God. Then we heard from Pastor John P. Key. He says, we're going to the next level, level next. He says, I press towards the highest mark. And they begin to sing, let's go higher and higher and higher in God. Then we finished the race with Prophetess Juanita Bynum. She says, you are great. Who's great? our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is no one like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's great, he's unique, and he is the one and only, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. Now, we have concluded our double portion of Needs and Wants with our top 10 Billboard gospel artists. This is your opportunity right now to make a decision to accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord gave me this song. It's by Norman Hutchins, Jesus, I Love You. And I want you to think about this song. It's 7 minutes, but it's well worth it. It's 7 minutes, and we're going to think about this song, and I want you to accept or reject our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's basically up to you, amen? You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Then afterwards, we'll come back with announcements, and I will bid you a great night.
Because I've been so faithful.
Now because
I've been so good. You've always
been there for me to provide my every need.
You were there when I was lonely.
You were there in all my pain.
Guiding my footsteps.
Shelter from the rain.
And it was you
made my life complete.
You are to me my everything, and that is why I sing. Jesus, I love you. Because you care, I couldn't imagine if you weren't there.
Come on and say,
Jesus, I love you.
Yeah.
Because you care. I couldn't imagine
what life would be
if you weren't there.
You are the joy of my salvation. You're the peace in my song. Loving arms protect me, you shelter me from harm.
You are Alpha and Omega,
the beginning and the end. My strong tower, my dearest and best friend, and it was you.
Jesus, I love you because you care. I couldn't imagine if you weren't there.
Tell me,
Jesus, I love you.
Yes, I do.
Because you care. I couldn't imagine if you weren't there.
Help me,
Jesus, I love you, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you. Yeah. Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Because you care.
Because you care.
Come on and say,
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
Everything you've done for me.
Jesus, I love you, I love you.
How you set me free.
Jesus, I love you.
announcements, and then I have an announcement to make for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Be sure to continue to uplift and encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they may go to the website at freetoloveshow.com. That's FREDALOVESHOW.com and click on Love Radio, and whoop, there it is. You will be right in the studio, right in the heart of the studio, and you can hear all of our shows and all of our ministries. Amen? Amen. While I'm saying all of this, I want to thank each and every one of you for remaining up and listening. I have several people who are on the line, and you are faithful listeners. God bless you. I know that God is blessing you and your family, and I thank you for each time that we get on the radio and the ministry. You are there. I appreciate it. And anytime you feel like saying something, please feel free to do so. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, journalists, publicists, anyone in the entertainment, movie business, anything like that, please, 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 Facebook, Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Those are Facebook pages. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Alfreda Love Show. I would love to have you on there. So please be sure to get in your submissions. And I have to contact a couple of individuals after the Stellar Awards because this is a huge event, and I'm preparing for that. But I'm going to contact you guys who are right after the Stellar Awards. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying hard for your family. And if you have to put them all in one line and pray for them, do so. Be sure to call them by name and what they need. Pray for them one by one. By putting them in a line, amen, you're showing that you're unified. You're on the same page. In addition to that, pray for yourself. You need prayer. You need strength. You need power and encouragement because the Lord is getting ready to do some great things. And the Lord said we will become tired, but we will not faint. Amen. And pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know because the prayer of the righteous avails much. We need to pray for each and every person. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, grab those calendars. I already know that you know this. Grab your calendars. Grab your calendars. Grab your calendars. This week, the power of the Lord is present and is here. Favor, grace, and mercy. Amen. Don't miss it. We are having the Stellar Award event in Las Vegas. If you're anywhere near Las Vegas, if you're in Las Vegas, please come out and support these artists. They're singing their hearts out. God is doing some great things in their lives, and we're here to acknowledge them and acknowledge the gift that God has given unto them. So please, please, please come out. We're going to be media. I'm going to have my crew there. We're going to have a great time in the Lord, and we're going to capture all of the moments because I need to put all of these things and happenings in my magazine that's coming out. God is blessing this ministry on platforms, and I have to tell you about that a little bit later. But please, 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 if you're in Las Vegas, please come out and support these gospel artists. Amen. Amen. In addition to that, check out the web pages, afrida.hubpages.com. Be sure you check that out. Then, of course, the afridaloveshow.com. Be sure to check out that whole website. That's the hub for the whole ministry. My whole life is on that particular website. All of the individuals I've interviewed and everything is on that website. Be sure to check it out. Then go to the stellargospelmusic.com website. This is going to be our gospel ministry website. As you can see, we have pictures of gospel artists. Of course, you have yours truly. Then we have new gospel music projects for January through February. Amen. And then our artist of the week, which will change on Saturday, God's will, is Sister Tamala Mann. She has a new CD out entitled One Way. Be sure to support her. Go out, download her CD. It's 99 cents, I believe, and go to her page and go to her website. Then we have Pastor William McDowell. Amen. He has the Sound of Revival. Be sure to support these artists' music. And then we have new gospel music projects. Be sure to check that out. And this is the, once again, this is the stellargospelmusic.com website. Then I'm going to post different shows in February and the months to come. We're going to post them right up here. That way you can just click on them and hear the top shows. You can hear them. You can be blessed. Amen. Then, of course, we have our stellargospelmusic.com magazine. We're going to feature gospel artists. We're going to feature gospel events. For instance, we had the opportunity to go to Cindy Trim, Prophetess Cindy Trim's event in Austin, Texas. Amen. We had the opportunity. And so we're going to write about that. And then we had here over here on Bounce Television on the entertainment part, we have the Mans. And their episode is going to come on February 23rd, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BET. Amen. Then we're going to have our events over here. So this should be the Stellar Gospel Music Awards. Then we're going to have our media connections. The gospel artist, Ms. Bulawami, had the opportunity to be on the Empire. Amen. And so we're going to be touching bases with her. She's going to be in that Stellar Gospel Music book. Then, of course, our top 10 Billboard artists, you heard them tonight. Amen. You heard some of them tonight. And so we're going to add them to our list. Then, if you want to contact me for events, media interviews, speaking, or promoting, my email address is emonya_love@yahoo.com. As different casting calls and things come on my desk, I will be sure to get it out on the website so that you can contact these individuals. Amen. Then we're starting our freedomloveshow.com television station. This is where we're going to have all of the videos that we have from different events and platforms that I speak on. God has blessed me where I can speak. I'm going to be speaking in Austin to legislators. I'm going to be speaking educational organizations, to different civic organizations. The Lord has blessed us. He's opened up some doors for the Love Live Jesus Ministry, the AfridaLoveShow.com, to go and speak at different venues. If you need a speaker, love is always the answer. Be sure to connect with me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to come and speak. Amen. And so I will let you know what all of these events will occur, but they're coming pretty quick. Amen. So I will be in Austin, God's will, in March, speaking. Amen. Praise God. If you want to advertise your church, once again, we're going to leave the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church up here, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. If you're looking for a church home or you want to come visit, please come to 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. We're right by Baylor University, Baylor students. All right. Schedule broadcast. We're going to start putting our schedule broadcast so that you will know what is going on. We need to update that. Amen. And so we're still updating this website, so stay tuned. So the three websites is afrida.hubpages.com. Then we have the afridaloveshow.com. Then we have the stellargospelmusic.com website. Be sure to check it out. Amen. Amen. Now then, be sure to check out everything on the websites, all right? And be sure to come back on tomorrow. Let's see, what's today? On tomorrow, God's will. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Wednesday is the official day to begin the fast. Amen? Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. The Lord spoke to me 2 days ago, and I began my fast actually on Monday from 8 a.m. to 12, amen, 12 noon. Be sure that you don't eat or drink anything. The power of the Lord is great. You will receive a blessing from God. How am I able to say you will receive a blessing from God? Because God, whatever he promises, he will deliver. Tomorrow starts the season of favor, grace, and mercy. Amen. God is going to bless many people. God says 9 months is max. He says we are expecting something great. We are expecting something great. And so some of you may receive it tomorrow. Some may receive it in 2 or 3 days. Amen. And we're talking about the favor and grace of God that money can't buy. Amen. Amen. And so we are excited about this. So tomorrow is the official day to begin our fast. And I'm going to put it on the website. But you don't need to go and broadcast, everybody. I'm getting ready to fast. I'm getting ready to fast. Only if God knows, that's all that matters, because we're expecting something great. So I've already started, and I'm okay. I wanted to try this out before I told all of you about it. And so you will be just fine. Now, your stomach may start growling, because mine did, because my stomach is used to eating in the mornings, a snack at least, something light. And so when your stomach begins to growl, that's when you begin to pray, because the devil, he wants to distract you, and he wants you to go get something to eat. And I know what God told us. He said, fast from 8 until noon, right? And so when your stomach starts growling, right, then you just start praying, and I guarantee you, that will be enough to hold you through 12 noon. Amen? I've tried it. My stomach started growling. I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to get something to eat. Mm-mm. It will hold you. It will hold you, okay? So we're going to start this on tomorrow. It's the official day to start. Please make sure you tell your family and friends. Get the word out. 8 a.m. to 12. Well, when you get up, actually, until 12 noon. Amen? Amen. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, because we're going to have praying with love and power. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Good night, everybody. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love with the AlfredaLoveShow.com.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the Internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.